brought to you by Penguin.
How to Grow Old. A Middle-Aged Man Moaning. Written and read by John Bishop. I would like to dedicate this book to the older people in my life who are important to me every day. Ernie and Kathleen Bishop, my mum and dad. I would not exist without them, and I would not be a fraction of the man I am had they not been my parents. I love them more than I can ever say. Mike Cornell, Melanie's father, whose sharp mind and quick wit I have always appreciated. I learn from him every time we speak. Eileen Garnett, Melanie's mother, who we lost as I was starting this book. Not many people have a mother-in-law as a friend. I did. We miss her daily. She would have loved this. Introduction. When I develop a new stand-up tour, I tend to start from nothing. Some comedians carry a notebook around, ready to pounce on anything that happens or is said, and which may be developed into a bit. A bit being the universal comedian's name for a piece of stand-up material. I have never operated like that, primarily because I came to stand-up late and was too busy working and bringing up kids to be thinking about what part of my life I could use on stage. I would go on stage, see what bits sprang to mind and expand those themes further in subsequent gigs. This is fine when you're doing 10-minute spots in comedy clubs, but when it comes to putting together a tour that needs 2 hours of new material, I often wish I had the discipline of noting down any bits that have happened. Essentially, I'm not a joke teller. When I'm on stage, I talk about what has happened in my world. My life, therefore, is spent walking around hoping that something funny happens. When something humorous does occur, I retell it on stage to a room full of strangers. As long as I can remember it, of course. As I have now reached a stage in my life where I can't always remember what I did yesterday, so that isn't guaranteed. Having no notebooks to start from, I basically do tons of smaller warm-up shows, where I always seem to find the main things that are playing on my mind at that point in my life. It's a bit like therapy, as it helps organise my mind. If therapy consisted of standing in front of a room full of unqualified people who I have asked to pay to attend. The process starts with standard room above a pub gigs, moves on to smaller art centres with a few hundred people, and steadily grows in venue size as I develop the material into a full show. I like this process more than if I prepared, or you could say if I acted more professionally. I know it's counterintuitive, but the less preparation I have for those early warm-up gigs, the better the overall end result is when I develop the full show. In the absence of any prepared material to fall back on, I find that I am forced to allow the adrenaline to kick in and stimulate the creative process. Nothing activates your brain more than standing in front of a room full of strangers looking at you with expectant faces, waiting for you to be funny while all you have to offer is a blank mind and a microphone. I seem to find the material quicker in those situations than I do sat at home looking at a wall with a blank page and a pen. This approach also means that the material is more of the moment. It's based on the stuff that is currently happening or is currently in my head, which makes it feel fresh and relevant. On my last tour, Winging It, two main things kept informing the material. Firstly, I had just turned 50, and secondly, my kids had just left home. By choice, I might add, we didn't just kick them out so I would have some material for the show, although I would probably have felt it a price worth paying in the absence of any other bits. When this book's publisher, Andrew, watched the DVD of the show, he reported back that it was basically a middle-aged man moaning. However, this was much more of a positive than a negative, as he said there was a market for this as a book. Many people were probably feeling the same, and Andrew suggested this could be used as a reference point for anyone in a similar position or about to face the same challenges. It was his suggestion to call the book How to Grow Old. It was my later suggestion to add on the subtitle, A Middle...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?